It would have been a difficult matter for Mr. Pontellier to define, to his own satisfaction or anyone else's, wherein his wife failed in her duty toward their children. If one of the little Pontellier boys took a tumble whilst at play, he was not apt to rush crying to his mother's arms for comfort. He would more likely pick himself up, wipe the water out of his eyes and the sand out of his mouth, and go on playing. In short, Mrs. Pontellier was not a mother woman. The mother women seemed to prevail that summer at Grand Isle. They were women who idolized their children, worshipped their husbands, and esteemed it a holy privilege to efface themselves as individuals and grow wings as ministering angels. Many of them were delicious in the role. One of them was the embodiment of every womanly grace and charm. Her name was Adèle Ratignolle. There are no words to describe her, save the old ones that have served so often to picture the bygone heroine of romance and the fair lady of our dreams. Madame Ratignolle was very fond of Mrs. Pontellier, and often she took her sewing and went over to sit with her in the afternoons. She was sitting there the afternoon of the day the box arrived from New Orleans. Robert was there, too, seated as he had been the Sunday before, and Mrs. Pontellier also occupied her former position on the upper step, leaning listlessly against the post. Madame Ratignolle had been married 7 years. About every 2 years she had a baby. At that time she had 3 babies and was beginning to think of a fourth one. They formed a congenial group sitting there that summer afternoon, Madame Ratignolle sewing away, often stopping to relate a story or incident with much expressive gesture of her perfect hands. Robert and Mrs. Pontellier sitting idle, exchanging occasional words, glances, or smiles, which indicated a certain advanced stage of intimacy and camaraderie. He had lived in her shadow during the past month. No one thought anything of it. Since the age of 15, which was 11 years before, Robert, each summer at Grand Isle, had constituted himself the devoted attendant of some fair dame or damsel. Mrs. Pontellier had brought her sketching materials, which she sometimes dabbled with.